She's back, and this time, failed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is huddling with a number of 2020 Democratic hopefuls, meeting with both Amy Klobuchar and possible contender Joe Biden just this month. So, what role could Hillary play in 2020? Here to weigh in is Mark Penn, former Clinton advisor and pollster, managing partner at the Stagewell Group and author of Micro Trends Squared. Thanks so much for being here.
Morning.
So Hillary herself has not ruled out a presidential run, but she seems to be offering advice. Do these candidates, should they be taking advice from someone who's lost two presidential races?
Well, look, Hillary is one of the most experienced politicians around and won a number of Senate races as well and learned a lot, I think, from these things. Look, those meetings are going to be somewhat awkward because she hasn't declared that she's not definitely running. And in fact, she at the same time is looking over the field and I think will make a decision later in the year whether or not to run herself. So I think there's nothing unusual here, albeit a bit awkward.
As a former aide to Clinton, what are the odds that she is going to run for president again?
Well, I think it depends upon how the field is shaping up. I think if the party looks too far to the left and there's no front runner, she'll get in. I think if Joe Biden gets in, that probably means she won't run if he gets in. If he doesn't get in, I think the field will be open for her.
Well, she mulls a potential run, as it seems that you're indicating, depending on who gets into the race. What would be her advice to these candidates as they hit the campaign trail against President Trump?
Well, I couldn't tell you. Obviously, she had one successful experience winning the nomination and one unsuccessful experience winning the nomination. I think she always regarded this year as the worst part of the nomination process, going through the finance primary, being picked over by the media before the real campaign, quote, begins and intensifies. So I think one thing she says is kind of get through this period as best you can and prepare for the shoot that really occurs, you know, starting in the summer and this thing really takes off.